Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Ethan and his best friend, Justin, are students trying to make sense of their high school existence. In what will be the last chapter of their teenage lives and the beginning of adulthood and beyond, they decide to make the ultimate senior video in the search for answers. The film is called Therapy Dogs, and we're joined today by the director, writer, as well as the lead actor in this wonderful film, Therapy Dogs, and that would be Ethan Eng. Ethan, welcome to Film School Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me, Mike.
And I also want to mention that Ethan's partner in crime was the writer and as well as one of the lead actors, Justin Maurice, who's also terrific in the film. Tell me a little bit about sort of the coming together of you and Justin and how you decided to make a movie at all. And what was the inspiration for this kind of a film? What was it that spurred you to do this?
Me and Justin were friends in high school, and we wanted to make a high school epic, but we weren't really sure how to make a movie. So we ended up just throwing our bodies and brains at the glass and seeing what would stick. And what you see is two teenagers trying to process kind of the end of their teenage lives while also trying to make a movie out of it. And it feels kind of like a snake eating its own tail in a way. But it's I guess you could say if Jackass was like a high school movie.
Well, I'll pay you what I consider to be a high compliment regarding the film. And that is, as I'm watching it, thinking back on my days in high school, I kept thinking, why didn't I make this movie? Why didn't I make my version of this movie?
I mean. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the great thing. Anybody can make their own version of Therapy Dogs. That's the great thing about it.
It is all of the things that, putting aside the obvious, the academics of high school, the hope that you'll come away from that experience a more learned person, a more educated person, a person maybe better prepared for the serious side of your life. But this is really what high school was about. Socialization, getting to know each other, getting to know yourself. This is really what it's about.
Yeah, it has nothing to do. Like, can anyone remember any assignment they did in high school? I mean, the only thing you're thinking about in those hallways is like, oh, do people like me? Where am I going to go after all of this is done? You know, it's a much simpler time to think about when you're not, you know, it has nothing to do with the adult world of, you know, all of these complicated things. You're really just like this overgrown kid kind of just walking through these hallways and thinking about the most simplest things, but also the most important things, in my opinion.
Yeah, these are the things that are foundational to who you are at that time, at that moment in your life, as well as what you hope to be and really what you are, putting aside what you think you are, what you actually are, which is someone in the film, at least, is what we see is someone who is, I say, trying to figure things out. I'm not even sure if that's the accurate way to say it, but just in the moment. The film feels almost every part of this film feels very much like it's in the moment. And there isn't much consideration for much beyond that.
Yes. And that was like the rebellion of it, because so much of being in your senior year is thinking about what's next. What college? What credits do you have? Do you need these grades to get into this school? You need this for this. And it's very daunting. And the only thing me and Justin could do to kind of rebel against that is by just like going no parachute and really trying to understand what it meant to be young when everyone was trying so hard to grow up fast.
There were people I knew in high school, and I'm sure you had the same experience, who were already 30 years old.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, for sure.
And it's scary because somewhere in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I should be more like that, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should be more serious, because your parents are telling you that, the outside world is telling you that, It's yeah. So, but that's what's so beautiful about therapy dogs is, pardon my French, okay, we're going to do this right now. And in terms of sort of the filmmaking concept of it, because I think you, if I'm not mistaken, you could have just done kind of a documentary about your senior year. You could have done a straight ahead thing. But what inspired you to turn this into this kind of, as you said, snake eating its own tail, this kind of hybrid, because it feels like so much like a documentary all the way through. But I don't want to give too much away. I just feel like I'm talking too much already about it. But, you know, what inspired you to do it the way you did it?
Well, documentaries are very formal. And so are like feature films. For the most part, most feature films are made kind of in the same way, with the same process. You know, it's the same crew list. Everyone has this, you know, the same jobs are in the same jobs there. And we wanted, or I wanted to make a movie that felt like it was made by a teenager. You know, it's like I wanted something to feel fully, like authentically something that was like a piece of that. Because I'm interested in filmmaking too. And you can see filmmaking when you watch a movie. It's not just the story you're watching. You're like, I feel like there's a double vision. You can also see what's happening behind the camera, and you can understand choices that are being made in a movie. And that's so much of the experience of watching movies for me. So I thought, like, we just have to make this fully, like, we're in character as soon as we pick up the camera. Like, even when I'm behind the camera, you know, I am a teenager trying to figure out my high school year, going through it. And that was really the reality of the situation too. It's a movie that I can never make again in my life. And there was like there, that moment to make this movie and just capturing it there. Like it's locked in time. So there are a lot of really, like, I think, special things that made this movie, as weird as it is. Yeah, we just want, it's like watch, it's a really try hard yearbook video that anyone else would make for their high school year. We just, you know, kind of want to give it a bit of a story, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there's even the film within the film about Tyler, which again, you know, you can get caught up in the moment watching the film of these kids are just blasting through this year. And this is, and then all of a sudden you come to this part of the film and it kind of jars you back into a kind of aha moment. There's just so much about the film that just is constantly pushing up against the boundaries of what we know as a narrative and what we know as a documentary film.
Yeah, like that. I love that you brought that scene up. It's one of my favorites because so much of being a teenager is this thing of invincibility and immortality. You spend your whole life getting taller, stronger, you know, maybe more good looking, and you haven't had the down peak of what life really is yet. That montage is like kind of, oh, like there's a, we are aware, like there's an awareness of death, I guess.
Yeah.
For that one small moment. Whereas everything else, we're jumping off bridges. We're doing all these stunts. We don't care what happens to us. Yeah, there's like just that thing and it comes out of nowhere. That's kind of what it felt like being in high school. You know, like we were doing research, watching what other people's high school movies were. You realize how the same everything is. Like one of my math teachers, you know, he was a bit of a grump and he just walked up in front of the whole class. He was like, every year I've taught this class, I see the same students, but just different faces. You're that kid, but now you're the same as that kid, but now you're this year, you're this student, but that year. And it's like, you know, the teachers see that cycle, but all these kids are thinking they're like the first ones to do it.
Yeah, that's true. When you met Justin, were you, how far along in high school? Did you know him before high school?
I knew him in grade 9. So he was one of my first friends and we got along instantly. I think it's because we both knew how much of a joke high school was. We didn't really quite know what to do with that information, but it was something that kind of helped us. You know, we'd look at each other sometimes and just like, it'd just be like that breath of fresh air, just knowing that like what we're going through is a ridiculous thing. We'd start talking about it more, trying to process it. And we eventually came to trying to make a movie to process it. And it was totally for ourselves, not for any kind of audience. This was just something for me and Justin to work through our lives with.
How long before you got to know Justin, did you realize that you shared this sensibility? Sort of in that moment, did you think we can do something? Did you feel like there was that kind of a connection where you knew you could work together on a project like this?
It took years. I didn't ask him about it maybe till, actually he came to me about it, I think in grade 10 with an idea, but we didn't really start working on it until grade 12, because there was a lot of like growing up to do, even though we don't really grow up in the movie, but there's just some self-awareness, I think, yeah, that we needed to cultivate, and we need to really trust each other. And we do so many like things in that movie that to the point where Justin is not an actor. He's like a best friend going through this with me, fully emotionally. There are things that I can never ask an actor to do that he's done for me in this movie. And this is like, when I think about Therapy Dogs, really, it's just about me and Justin's friendship. But yeah, all it takes is one, like to anyone trying to make a movie or trying to do something crazy, you just need one other person that can like believe in you and will go to the death with you. And there was a moment where I felt guilty and I was like, oh, hey, Justin, I don't want you to think that I'm exploiting you for this movie. And he looks over to me and he smiles and he's like, no, I'm taking you along for the ride. And that's when I knew we were going to make something special.
It's a great chemistry between the two of you. And there's scenes in the film that I just, one of my favorites is, because I remember doing this kind of stuff, when you're just punching each other in that little kind of caged environment that you were in at one point. And just, I just brought back those kind of memories. Anybody who's gone through high school, anybody who has any sense of the absurdity of this moment in your life, these moments in your life, will appreciate this film.
Yes. And the thing is, you remember how it made sense, I think. That's the big thing.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it did. Well, I just want to remind our listeners, we're speaking with Ethan Eng, and he is the director, writer, as well as lead actor in this wonderful film called Therapy Dogs. It's coming out here March 10th here in Los Angeles. I believe it's at the Glendale Lemley Theater. And also it's opening around the country. And you can go to
therapydogs.world. Yeah, www.therapydogs.world. And you'll have all the showtimes there.
There is also another component to all of this. And I did interview Matthew Miller and Matt Johnson for Operation Avalanche a few years
ago. Awesome.
I love that movie. I loved it. I told them that at the time. And when I saw that they were a part of this, I told Caitlin, like, I have to talk to you. So, because I just love that film. So tell me a little bit about that relationship.
They were my co-op placement in high school. Me and Justin reached out to them because we're huge fans of The Dirties. And we wanted to know, how do you shoot a movie in high school? And they're like, you know, instead of flushing your college fund on a feature that you're going to make in high school, that sounds horrific, Ethan. You should try going to college. And they tried to give me a talk. And then I was like, okay, I didn't want to. But then Justin was like, do you want to take us for a co-op placement? And they were like, yeah, let's do it. So we were able to kind of make our movie during our co-op placement with them. We got school credits for it. Really, it was like, I think they may have saw something in themselves with us being so desperate, trying to figure out how to make a movie. And, you know, Matt is such a like joyful, like playful person. Half the time we were at their office, we just watched Spider-Man movies and ate donuts. And I think we realized like how good it is to be young because of how young Matt was still, and how growing up doesn't mean giving up your joy for life. And I think that's a huge part of why Therapy Dogs is not totally emo, and there is like a joy to it.
Yes, there is energy and joy, and all the chaos that you could possibly imagine is in there as well. And it's, I love films like this. I love this film. And I'm just I can't wait to see something more from you, Ethan. I assume there's been a lot of attention focused on the film. I hope you and if the stars line of you and Justin continue to work together and whatever it is, yeah, go for it.
Thank you, Mike. This is really, I really enjoyed this interview. Huh. And yeah, me and Justin, you know, we're going to do the next one together too. This road has not ended yet.
Well, let me ask you one last question before I let you go. And that is, this feels a little bit like skater videos that I used to watch. But I'm wondering if that's an influence, but other influences, are there filmmakers beyond maybe Matthew Miller and Matt Johnson that have inspired you or you've drawn to for their work?
Well, there's a film called Zero Day by Ben Coccio that was shot on DV. That was just these kids holding their own camera. It was a school shooting movie too. And it was them kind of planning a shooting, but it was very, that's only like the last 2 minutes. The rest of it is just kids being kids.
Okay.
Which is a really beautiful thing. There's that. There's a movie called Bad Movie. But you're right. Most of the influences were like from amateur movies, skate videos, high school movies. Like we're like not the first people to kind of think of memorializing your high school year and it kind of being like there's something really deep about it. So many kids you look on the internet have done that because they had this probably this exact same thought walking through those hallways. And really, this movie is a tribute to that.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you, Ethan Ng, for your work here on Therapy Dogs as director, writer, co-writer, along with it, Justin Morris, and co-lead actors in this wonderful film. And I wish you all the best and hope you'll find some time when the next project comes out. You'll spend more time here on Film School Radio.
I'd love to. Thank you, Mike.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.